New Year. More importantly, happy solemnity of Theotokos, literally the God-bearer. It's the solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God. As we entered into Mass, we sang the great Christmas hymn, What Child Is This? It's a question that is not one of confusion, like it's an unknown thing. What kid is this? What child is this? No, that's been revealed to us as it's been what was revealed to the shepherds by the angel, and as it was revealed to Mary. What child is this has been revealed to us. And so it's not a question of confusion. It's not a hysterical question of confusion. Instead, it's a question of wonder, of contemplation and wonder. What child is this? In the year 431, there was a bishop in Constantinople, Nestorius, who began falsely teaching that Jesus truly was God, yes, but it was impossible that he had been born of a mere human being. That mystery, that wonder, was one in which God can't be born of a human being. And so he started teaching this heretical teaching. And so the church, in the midst of this confusion that was being sown, had called a council in the city of Ephesus. And his false teaching there was condemned, that this long-used title for Mary as truly the God-bearer, as the one who had carried God in her womb and who had given birth, this human woman, to God, was true. That this which, even as early as the 200s, Christians had used the title for Mary, the Mother of God, was true. And it was held up as the title for Mary. St. Cyril, who was at the council, said that there were crowds in the city who were awaiting the decision of the council. And when it was announced, they erupted in joy and began glorifying God, marching through the city, chanting, "Praise be the Theotokos, the God-bearer." A couple years later, in honor of Mary and this title, a great basilica was built in Rome itself, St. Mary Major. Who cares, right? All this theology and history. Weren't these 5th century Christians a bit ridiculous, caring about silly stuff like this? It could be more like us moderns who care about and discuss important matters, right? We can be like ungrateful kids, though, ungrateful for the battles that were fought by the Christians of the early centuries that we can take for granted. But the church won't let us remain as ungrateful kids. Instead, every year she holds up different feasts, such as the one today, to remind us of this great mystery, so that it can be one that as we think about and wrestle with and contemplate, it can actually fill us with the wonder of that. God took on human flesh in this woman, Mary. He truly did. Who is this child? What child is this? Both fully God, eternal and so far beyond us, but yet fully human. He is one of us. And that he receives his humanity from Mary, his mother. Mary is great, and she's held up as great, not because she's some sort of God figure. People say, "Oh, you Catholics, you worship her like a god." No, that doesn't make sense at all. The reason she's great is because of her humanity, because that's what she gave to Jesus. He had his divinity through the Father and the Trinity. What he receives from Mary is his humanity. And Jesus, he gives everything to us, right? Everything he gives us, his divinity in the sacraments. We receive that from him fully. We also receive the fullness of his humanity. Jesus gives everything to us. And he gives to us even his mother at the cross. That humanity that he entered into the world, he gives us his mother. What child is this? In the gospel, we hear Mary, as all these things are happening, the shepherds are coming and adoring him, the magi come to adore him, that she's reflecting on all these things in her heart, we hear. That she reflects on them, and she did with wonder. To move from the super theological to the very practical. As we enter into this new year of 2023, there are two paths before you. That one can enter into a new year in which they can spend much of it in confusion and hysteria, reacting to the temporal events that happen in the world and in their life. Or one can enter into this year filled with wonder, reflecting on the eternal mysteries of God that are unfolding in our midst even now. It can be a year of confusion and hysteria for you. That is certainly possible. That's really possible. But what is also possible and is offered to you is that this year can be one of true wonder. A wonder of God's mysteries unfolding incarnately in our world and in your life. Okay? Super practically, how does one live in that way? We'll go from super theological to super, super practical. Pray this. As a family together, pray the rosary. Because what one does in this prayer that was given to us from Jesus through Mary is we contemplate and reflect with Mary through her eyes on the mysteries of Jesus' life and death and resurrection. To pray it as a family. Or if your family is gone, to pray it for your family. I know a family in Bismarck I'm friends with. The husband and wife lead very busy lives, but at the end of each day, they have supper together. They'll just choose one decade that they'll have the kids pray, and that they'll pray with the kids before they can have dessert. So the kids are very eager to pray that one decade so they can have dessert. But it's just a very simple and a very practical way of taking the moment to contemplate these mysteries so that your life can be one that's actually filled with the wonder of what God has done, what he's doing, and what he desires to do in your life and in your family in this year. The wonder of Jesus, God becoming man, and the wonder of Mary, the mother of God, the Theotokos, the God-bearer.